This is the question everyone's been asking since last year. Didn't he ever have a girlfriend? So what if she works in a stable? She's a nice girl. Ah. But this strikes closer to home to Davis than anybody thought. This is one of those arguments where both people are right. And it's an interesting performance on James Reed's part. He's Mr. Davis, because he knows the important secret to being something of a bad guy. And that is that you never think of yourself as a bad guy. Other people may think there's something wrong, but you don't. And in his mind, he's completely right. So the brother and sister are left alone. This is a time when we really see the bonding between the two of them and how close they actually are. In a funny way, they're like two waifs who have been left alone in this big giant house for years, and as much as they squabble and don't get along, they're very close to each other. But that'll bring more trouble to them later. The up and the down of it is part of the fun of the show, I think. And there's something about them that really seems like a brother and sister. They're very close in a very warm way. I love Ryan for this. He loved that line, and he's just really able to say anything and do anything. I think he just gets better and better all the time. He's terrific. And he's so adorable. They're still on the hunt for Junior, which of course always brings you back for a Coke and a piece of pie. Part of doing this episode, in a way, I wanted to bring in everybody who we'd gotten to know last year. And here's Sheriff Blitzer, the other half of the crazy Blitzer family. And here's the miracle of precision German engineering. Or German precision engineering, he said it better than I did. And yes, he does get to drive the Porsche all by himself. Last year, there was a pretty wild party where Molly Blitzer lost control. We saw that in the recap from last year. Nobody knows what to do about Britney Spears. Poor Blitzer. Now, here's an interesting shooting fact. This was shot outside, as it should be. But soon we'll see them in the car, and I'll tell you where they really are when they're there, not outside. We're on stage shooting this, and the lights flashing in and out are something called poor man's process. They're basically against a black background, and it really looks like they're on the road. And the car is a car without wheels. It's actually Matt's truck, a version of it without wheels, and it bounces up and down on a machine that makes it look as if they're driving. I remember that they were really starving when we shot this scene, and they should have gotten something to eat at Ray's. They do this really great. I hope you're all as in love with these guys as I am, because I just think they're the best. this is a rapprochement between the two of them. They really are going to be friends again now. And that's an important fact for the rest of the year. And Matt is like a good egg. No matter what he does wrong, whether it's sleeping with Tina Sharp or getting in a fight with a bookie, he's a very decent person, and that always shows. And here comes Junior, whose brain is not always at the forefront of his decision-making process, going down bad streets. And yes, he drives the car, but he didn't do that.